Listening Part 1, Test 1. Now turn to Part 1. In this part, you will hear 8 short announcements or instructions. There is one question for each announcement or instruction. For each question, choose the right answer A, B, C or D. Then, on the answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer that you have chosen. We are ready to start. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 8. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 8. Question 1.
Have you seen the TV guide?
Isn't it on top of the television? I had it when I was watching the film last night.
I expect you left it by your chair then. Here it is, under the cushion where nobody can find it. You should put it back in its place by the telephone. Then we'd all know where it is.
Question 2.
I'm going to see Tracy in hospital, but I can't think of what to take her. People always take flowers.
So she'll have lots already, for sure. I always think it's nice to have something to read myself, but as Tracy's got her Walkman with her, what about something to listen to?
What a good idea. It's better than taking sweets, certainly, because I know she's on a special diet while she's in hospital.
Question 3.
Hi, how was your holiday?
Great. Really good windsurfing and sailing. You know how much I enjoy them. And horse riding. I really want to go again now I've tried it. And the swimming pool was wonderful too. Much warmer than the one I usually swim in. Holidays are just too short.
Question 4.
Was the roof of your house all right after the storm, Anna? I saw a workman there with a ladder today.
I'd had the roof repaired recently, so that wasn't a problem. The workman was putting some new glass in an upstairs window. I think a branch from a tree broke it when it fell off in the wind. I was quite lucky. It didn't damage my car, which was parked right under the tree.
Question 5.
My boss has invited me to dinner at his house tomorrow night, but I don't know what sort of present I should take.
I suppose flowers are best, but it's not a good time of year for them. And people always take chocolates. That's really boring. What about a plant?
I think I'd be happier with the boring chocolates than with a plant, actually. But thanks for the ideas, anyway.
Question 6.
We mustn't forget to send Mum a postcard. How about this one, with a picture of the castle?
Well, it's nice, but it's not where we're actually staying. What about a view of the beach and town instead? Or perhaps one of the garden pictures, if you think she'd prefer it. Look at the cottage and all the flowers.
I think your first idea was better. We could put a cross to show where we're staying.
Right then, let's do that.
Question 7.
So, we've got 3 hours free. Shall we go to an exhibition? What do you think?
Well, there's an exhibition of photographs at the City Museum, or there's a sculpture exhibition at the Art Gallery, which is meant to be good.
Oh, sculpture's boring. Let's go to the museum. I like photos, and we haven't been there since last year when they had that really interesting exhibition of clothes. Do you remember?
Okay, I can go and see the sculptures another day.
Question 8.
I'm off now, Mum. I'm going to meet Ben at the tennis club because he's bought some new handlebars for his bike and he wants me to help him put them on. And I've got to go to the library to take my books back sometime today, too.
Well, do that before you start work on the bike because it isn't open this afternoon.
OK, and we're going to play tennis after we've done the bike, so I won't see you until supper this evening. Bye.
This is the end of part 1.